This question is for you, Mr. Douglas. Can you explain, or can you please explain, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7? For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way.
Yes. Well, this is a very important verse and a very important chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Every Christian here interested in the Lord's return should pay particular regard to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in the verses that we find in the chapter, this verse 7 comes up for close attention. Let me divide the verse into three parts. If you're looking at it, please turn it up, because I think it helps you to understand what we're saying about it. And it's there in very legible terms up on the screen, it's true. But let me divide it into three parts. First of all, the words, "the mystery of iniquity doth already work." And secondly, "he who now letteth," or hinder, "he who now letteth will let." And thirdly, the words, "until he be taken out of the way." Now, all three parts would deserve close attention and much more discussion than I'll be permitted to take today. And it would be great if we could just expand on these words all the way. But first of all, look at the word iniquity. If you've got your Bible open, and it would help you if you had, the word iniquity there in verse 7, "the mystery of iniquity doth already work." And then in verse 8, you have the word "wicked." If you underline the word iniquity, underline the word "wicked." Iniquity is in verse 7, "wicked" is in verse 8. If you underline both those words, you could draw what a person in former years used to call a railway line, a line connecting iniquity with "wicked," because you're looking at a word, the Greek Testament has been mentioned there, but you're looking at a word which has to do with lawlessness. Not only opposition to the law, but a determination to wipe it out. We're talking about the law of God here. And you can see in society already, this country is moving far and fast down that line of getting rid of God and getting rid of God's law, which is an offense to wicked men in our time. Now, that word, and we can give you the words if you want it, in the Greek, but those words are associated with that spirit of lawlessness, so that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you're looking at the system of the Antichrist. The system is already present in the earth long before the Roman Catholic Church ever came into existence, long before the Muslim religion was ever heard of. The mystery of iniquity was already working. And in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, this same word "work" is translated to "work effectually." That is, to work with great power. And consequently, we can look at the word in that way. The mystery of iniquity, the system, was already in operation powerfully in the days of the Apostle Paul. Then the person of the Antichrist is in verse 4. I've read some works by learned people saying, "Oh, we find it greatly problematic to know whether we're talking about the system of the Antichrist or whether we're talking about the man who is Antichrist." Well, 2 Thessalonians mentions both. The system is there in verse 7. It doth already work. It was already in the earth, Paul's time, even producing in those days many antichrists, as the Apostle John was to say. But the Antichrist himself, plainly revealed in verse 4, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So time doesn't allow us to expand on that. But we come there to the words, "he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." He who now letteth, the one who's holding back the development of Antichrist, has been the Holy Spirit. So that first pronoun there, the masculine pronoun "he," refers to the Holy Spirit. the Holy Spirit holding back the process of this wickedness. And then again, until he be taken, that's a different person. That's the Antichrist. The second time the pronoun he is used refers to the Antichrist, until he arises out of the way. Now, the verb that's used in our New Testament for taken is ginomai, which occurs ever so many times. I think I did make a note of it in Scripture, how 678 times or thereabouts. So it's very commonly used in the Bible. Listen, this word always relates to something coming into existence. It is not used at all of something disappearing, something vanishing from our eyes. So if we think of the words here in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7, we're looking at something after a long period when powers of sin are held back. The time will come for the revelation of the man of sin, and he will arise out of the midst. That would be a literal translation of the passage here. If you have a notebook and you want to write something down, I suggest you write the reference Matthew 8:24. And that describes the storm on the Sea of Galilee. And it will say something like this: and there arose a great storm. Now, we're not thinking there of the word arise in such a way that the storm arose, went away up into heaven and disappeared. You know that's not the meaning. When you read those words and you've read similar in your New Testament long before now, when the storm arose on the Sea of Galilee, it was just starting. It was just beginning. It was not disappearing. It was not going away. It was rather coming. And there is the Holy Spirit, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7, holding back the system of lawlessness that eventually will produce the Antichrist, holding it back until the time comes for his revelation. And we're getting nearer and nearer to that time. And we look at various things in the world. I'm not expounding that, but I'm saying this: until he will arise out of the midst, until the man of sin is revealed. And you have in the rest of that, you see verse 8? That fits in exactly. Verse 8 there in 2 Thessalonians 2 follows on naturally. Then, when he arises out of the midst, then that wicked shall be revealed, and the Lord shall consume and destroy with the spirit of his mouth. Much more could be said about the verse, but I hope I've got the rudiments of this verse spelt out clearly.